miss. I think this guy's trying to get your attention.
Oh.
You were talking to me? Whoops. Sorry about that, miss. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Did you need something? Do we know each other? You know me from somewhere. Shit, I'm pulling a blank here. I'm so sorry. Oh, right. Of course, it's you. from the thing, from the internet. Right. That explains why I didn't recognize you. Sweet. I never thought I'd meet one of my online pals IRL, as they say. Can I ask where from or what username I know you as? Oh, yeah. Hey, can I buy you a coffee?
2 lattes, please.
Oh, no, don't worry. I got this. I'm making up for pulling a blank there.
Thank you.
Is this a good place to sit? Cool, yeah, me too. I love that coziness when sitting in a booth. Gives you a little sense of privacy, even though, you know, this place is pretty packed. So, tell me about yourself. I know we've spoken online and stuff, but it's, you know, nothing compared to the real thing. Oh, you don't want to talk about real life stuff. What, is there something we have to talk about? Are you okay? Oh, whoa. What the fuck? So that's where you know me from, huh? We started talking on Gone Wild audio then. What do you mean, don't I remember? I'm sure that's just where we were introduced and we kept talking after that. No? We only talked about GWA stuff? Oh, fuck. Oh, so that's who you are. Oh yeah, congratulations. You saw right through my Oscar-winning impression of someone who actually knows who you are. You're that needy little writer who texts me every time you upload a new script. Don't lie, you know how needy you are in my DMs. At first, I was flattered with the, hey, I think this could suit your voice. And then I was flattered again when you started texting me like, ma'am, please consider filling this script for me. I'm so addicted to your voice. And then what happened? Oh, you stupid, needy boy. Of course you remember. You hit me up one day with, fill this script or else. And I'd had enough of your shit and blocked you. Because you know what? Your scripts just never appealed to me. I did not understand how you could actually brave texting me, of all people, to fill them for you. Frankly, I just didn't care about them. So, what is it now, then? Did you fucking track me down? Is that it? Wow. I have a real-life fucking stalker. Wow. All because of me getting off in a basement and moaning into a glorified walkie-talkie. Well, you tracked me down. You found me. Congratulations. Now what's the next part of your plan, You even practically got me on a date with you, for heaven's sake. Oh. Well, yeah, I guess I technically was the one to ask you out, but you can't blame me for that. Why? Because a hot guy approaches you in public and says he knows you. What are you going to do? Say, okay, cool, bye, and walk away? That's probably what I should have done. What? Out of this entire fucked up conversation, you've decided you're gonna fixate on me calling you hot? Oh, come on, seriously. You know you're hot. And I bet you spent extra time this morning getting ready because you had finally found your mistress and wanted to please her. Is that it? Hmm? What was that? Did you just whimper, you needy little slut? Right here in the middle of this coffee shop? Hmm. Tell me why you did it, baby. Is it because you heard that word? Hmm. I know it was. You love hearing me say mistress. I bet if I just slide my hand under this table, I'll feel you nice and hard for me through your shorts. I was right, huh, baby? No, sorry, I'm not giving you my hand, you fucking slut. So, why did you track me across the whole world, baby, What? You came all this way just to ask me to unblock you. You really must be addicted to your mistress's voice, huh, my sweet boy? Let me ask. Am I what you expected? No. You were wrong about that. I am mean in my audios, and I'm not that much nicer to needy little sluts like you in real life, either. See, I can see you pouting right there, and that can only communicate one thing to me. In your heart, you hoped that I was secretly some romantic, and now you're disappointed. But between your legs, you're not disappointed at all. In fact, you're almost begging me to bite that lip you're pouting with. Would you like that, sweetheart? I know you would. You look like a scared little deer in the headlights. It's cute, actually. You just really, really want me to be your mistress right now, huh? I know, baby. Tell you what, I'll unblock you if you do one thing for me. Ooh, so eager. Simmer down, boy. I haven't even told you yet what to do. What you're gonna do for me is pretend you dropped something on the floor. And you're gonna get under the table. And then, slut, you're going to put your head up my skirt and lick my pussy until I come right here, right now. Oh no, what if you get caught? Well, I can always warn you if someone's coming and you can go back to pretending you dropped the sugar or something. But I think you're getting even harder just thinking about someone seeing you. Seeing you being so fucking filthy for mistress right here in the middle of a packed cafe. So do it, slut. Get under the table and fucking eat my pussy. I'm just gonna keep drinking my coffee while you're down on your knees for me. Do it now. Oops. Looks like I dropped my fork. See, that wasn't that hard, baby. Anyone could see you right now. We could get in serious trouble for this. Sorry, baby, I keep forgetting to keep my eyes open to keep a lookout. But I think you want to get caught. Oof. Hold still. I'm gonna fuck your face. I'm gonna hold my coffee in one hand and your hair in the other. Now, be a good fucking boy and let me use that pretty mouth of yours. This isn't the easiest position, so you're gonna do your absolute best for me, slut.
Here we go.
No. No, sweetie. I want you to let my juices drip down your face. Your sweet little face is just begging to be covered. And then we're gonna walk out of here together with my cum all over your face. So everyone gets to see just how slutty you are. Oh. Good job, baby. You're doing such a good job. Oh, such a good job. Oh. Well done, slut. You did such a good job for mistress. Now, get up. No, I wasn't kidding. You're not going to clean up in the bathroom. We're walking out of here. What the fuck? Get back here right now. You didn't think I'd just follow you in? You went against orders, and I can't just let you get away with that. You're a nasty, filthy, disobedient little slut who's about to take a punishment. And now we've got this place all to ourselves, so I don't have to be careful at all. Put your hands on the wall. Stick that ass out for me. No, slut. You don't get a fucking warning. You didn't give me a warning when we met that you're a crazy fucking stalker. Is that pretty ass getting sore? You've been fucking dreaming of this, haven't you? Pull your shorts down. Now. Good job. You've been at home, listening to my audios, whispering, answering me, moaning for me for so long. Because that's what you do. Because you're a stupid, needy little whore. But hey, you're finally getting what you want. Do you want my sweet cunt, Angel? I asked you a question, slut. Are you ready to watch me use your cock? Yeah? Yeah. Then beg for it. There we go. Beg louder. You didn't let me expose you as a slut out there, so you're gonna beg so loud you'll expose yourself. So do it. Beg. Help me up on this counter. So you can fuck me. Oh, you like what you see? You like looking at me all spread out, huh? You want it so badly? Then take it. Oh. You came to get fucked. So you're gonna get fucking used by me. Like you deserve. Oh. Oh. God. Oh, fucking hell. You are so big. I wouldn't expect you to be filling me up like this. I love seeing how desperate you are for me. You must be used to being a needy little slut. Are you fucking kidding? You're a virgin? This is the first time you've had your cock inside a woman. I can't believe it. Nope. I'm not gonna try to stop and make this a special romantic moment for your deflowering. You know I don't make those pussy-ass tender audios. And you don't want me to. You came all this way because you want to be properly fucked. You don't want to make love. You don't want slow and sensual. You want what you've been picturing every time you fuck yourself. Well, I'm a woman who aims to please. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm getting close again. You are going to fill me up with your cum. I know. I know you want to come inside me, Angel. Baby. Oh, I can feel your cock twitching inside me. You want to come? You're gonna have to beg again. In fact, you're gonna beg this entire fucking coffee shop. I want you to yell out, please, please, mistress, let me fucking come for you. Do it, slut. That sounds good. I want you to yell out, I am a needy little slut who's about to come inside my mistress's pussy. Oh, good boy, fucking yell out. Oh, oh, let's come together, baby. I want your cum inside me. Do it. Come for me. Oh. Yeah. Come inside me. That's a good boy. Oh. Oh. Get dressed. We need to get out of here now. Good boy. Don't worry. I will unblock you. And I want you to write this experience as a script. I can think of some people who'd love to fill that.